Worship in a mosh pit.
Unity with the KS fam, ain't no cap and down.
ain't never turn rockin' this shit. We sinkin', we never drown. Megazords, now we one body. We party with Alicia, the online disc jockey, yeah. Bringin' the heat, ain't no secret. More underdogs, consistently. The love of Christ is leading. Chaos radio to remove the veil. And I do it silently, we gon' get it, yeah.
If you ask around, they'll tell you it's not what you know, it's who you know. Thank God I serve a God who provides all I need. And then some far from basic, he's amazing. Ask him if he know me, he say,
that's my babe.
And now I give all I have till it's gone. See, he's my only thing to every verse and every song. So I'ma make it clear, I belong to him. And that ain't never gonna change, see, that's just what it is.
I am a king's kid, y'all. It's not about me. That's inside me. I ask your part. Give me an assignment. Leave it still. Yeah, yeah. I live inside me. I'm the man. I am the one with you. I'm the east. And I am. Yeah, you send me out. I won. You're your daughter.
Of applause, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, KS Nation? You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It's Friday at 8 o'clock, which only means one simple truth, which is it's time for the KS Radio Show. And you guys know KS stands for Kingdom Supporter, as you just heard in the 2020 KS Anthem by the homie RL Music featuring Queef and the very lovely, very talented Michelle Lee. They are all in support and on one accord with KS because I'm trying to push the kingdom and unify the body of Christ. So you guys, if you've seen the flyer, then you already know who the guest is tonight, the homie Mike Mitchell from Alumni Inc. Yes, he is the founder and the CEO, and it's his first time as a guest on the show. So I'm really excited for tonight, but before I get Mike in queue, you know, before I ask him about his testimony and play some of the most exclusive music known to man, I got to open up the show with prayer, because without Jesus, without a prayer life, this interview, this platform, the KS Radio Show would not be relevant. It wouldn't be real. It would still be an idea. So I just want to first and foremost say thank you, God, for today. Thank you for your grace, for your mercy that has woke us up, that has, you know, harassed us and, you know, kept us in our right mind. And, Lord, we thank you for your love on today. Lord, I bless my brother, Mike Mitchell, on today. I pray that you would just continue to give him strength, that you would just touch his spirit and, you know, teach him your ways, continue to do what you do, which is be God in his life, from the blessings to, you know, him being an uncle, you know, him being a dad, and so forth. So, Lord, I just pray right now that I pray right now that you would just continue to let your spirit just touch him in a mighty way, strengthen him even right now, oh God. And Lord, just let the blessings from your glory just continue to enrich his life. Lord, bless every listener on today, bless every listener on tonight, and let your will be done. In the mighty, matchless, holy, majestic name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen and amen again. Mike, are you there, bro?
Yes, I'm here.
welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show, man. I just want to give you a round of applause for just, you know, give me your yes and, you know, being on the show tonight. So thank you. So here's a round of applause. All right, Mike. So welcome to the show. How was your Friday?
My Friday is okay. I've been just sitting back anticipating getting on the show today. It's not too eventful, but I've really been like, you know, I've been up like, I kind of stayed up. Well, last night I woke up early in the morning thinking about what I'm going to say tonight, what I'm going to do on the show, because it's been a long time coming. As you know, me and you contacted like a couple years back, and I think I commented amen on one of your posts like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Might have been longer than that. And we've been in touch ever since. So my Friday has been full of anticipation. But other than that, you know.
Amen. Well, like I mentioned, you know, you are the founder and CEO of Alumni Inc. If you guys did pay attention to the flyer, I got some of the merch on the left-hand side of the flyer, and then the mission, the vision statement on the right-hand side. So, you know, with you being the CEO and founder of Alumni Inc., what's the vision behind Alumni Inc., and how did you come up with, you know, such a mighty platform and the name for Alumni Inc.? So what's the vision, and how did you come up with the name Alumni Inc.?
So the vision to, you know, touch lives around the world, because everybody around the world has a journey. Everybody has a story. And, you know, some stories are not glorious. Some stories are painful. Some stories are full of pain. But some stories are joyful. So we just want to give people a platform to represent their story because, you know, and they do have past. People have a future. People have a present. You know, so basically we want people to be able to represent what they've been through. Represent what they've overcame, represent where they're going. And how I come up with the name Alumni Inc., the name was originally Alumni, but when I started to Google the name Alumni for a clothing brand, there was a lot of brands out there, and so I came up with the name Alumni Inc. But a lot of people mistake me for a tattoo shop or something like that, but it's not a tattoo shop. It's a brand. And when I say Alumni Inc., I say Alumni Inc. because Inc. cannot be erased. When you major in work in life, no matter what, it can't be erased, you know, good or bad. However, you are not stuck. You are not stuck. Like, say you made a bad mark in life. You can overcome that mark. If you overcome that, then you are Alumni Inc. And Alumni Inc. cannot be erased. And our mantras represent your journey. So, you could be Alumni Inc. and I could be Alumni Inc. for two totally different reasons. But we're both Alumni Inc. So the name is universal. You know what I mean? Universal. So, like I said, you got a journey. I have a journey. Our journey might be different. But we both have to overcome something. Or we both have done something in life. And that's why I came up with the name Alumni Inc.
For those who are listening, if you haven't heard of Alumni Inc., then you are definitely in for a treat on tonight, because I got the founder and CEO, the homie Mike Mitchell, on with me on tonight. And I just want to thank all the listeners that are listening live, those who called in live, those who will listen to the replay, and who are listening live through the via internet and via the Blog Talk Radio link. Yeah, but Mike Mitchell, I do agree with that. Everybody has a past. And it doesn't necessarily have to be good or bad, because it could be both. And your brand, it gives those who society call as, you know, doubters, or those who, you know, made a bad mistake in life while they were young, or maybe even still make mistakes even right now, it gives that person a chance to leave a mark, to leave their imprint on the earth, which is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to overcome, you know, adversity. We're supposed to overcome obstacles, no matter what it may be. and that is what your brand represents. And it gives everyone a chance to represent their journey in the way of fashion. And you got some top quality products, brother. I would definitely tell you that in a heartbeat. And I see you pushing a brand. I'm really excited, and I'm really glad that the Lord allowed our paths to cross. And I'm really humbled and honored to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm glad as well, man. Like I said, our paths crossed from me saying amen on one of your posts. And I think you inboxed me or something. Then I found out about your show. And then one day, mm-hmm. you had my cousin on, which my cousin is Message Music. And mm-hmm. my guy from Texas. What's my guy from
GS.
Texas? GS, yeah. And I called him to the show. But, you know, we had connected some months before that. And, man, it's just an honor, man, to be, you know, even featured on here, man. Thank you so much, man. Praise God.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into your testimony right after our song of the night by the homie Lecrae called Keep Going. And, Mike, man, I just want to encourage you and let you know that I know that your brand is just now starting, but you have put the work in by selling other products. And now you have your own product to sell, your own brand to sell, to wear, to let the people in Cincinnati and around the world know who you are and know what Alumni Inc. is. So I just want to encourage you to keep going, which is what the name of Lecrae's new track is called. It's called Keep Going. So without any further ado, you guys are going to get into this song right here, right now. And I just want to encourage the listeners, no matter how your Friday was, you've made it to the end of the night, to the end of the day. And I just want to let you know. To keep going. Amen. Here's Lecrae with Keep Going. Check it out. Keep it locked.
Cut that up, Quay. We been too lit. We been too true. Ain't no fraud. I go too lit. I go too turn on these bars. I can't quit. I'm too legit. I gotta keep going. I gotta get it. I keep scoring. Gotta keep going. Yeah. Quarterbacking. Pitching in packs, they tryna sack me if they catch me lacking. Lock me up inside a dragon, yeah, yeah. Belly the beast, swallow my cousin, I got the keys, yeah, yeah. We never had no daddy, daddy was running the streets. Still we made it out the pit, 30 clips, get you hit. My whole clique still 116, in your hood like it's 06. Keep my hand up on my hip, pray to God nobody trip. Hit you with that truth and turn a sinner sane inside a myth. We been too lit, we been too true, ain't no fraud. I go too lit, I go too turn on these bars. I can't quit, I'm too legit, I gotta keep going. I gotta get it, I keep scoring, gotta keep going, yeah. I was down at the bottom, got it out the mud. Kept it going even when they never showed me love. Mama said it would come a time I was struck. Keep your head to the ceiling when you see the trouble. Run that, we just running up the score. Come back, this my season, hit my goal. I can't quit, I come too far to let it go. Tell all my partners, hold your head until we home. We never quit, we just do it to death. I ain't gon' go through no life in my breath. After they carry and bury me, tell them no worry, I'll be back to finish my reps. I don't care what all the critics think. I've been in hell and back, I know the pain. When you survive what we've been through, you come back on 10 and you never gon' see it the same. We been too lit, we been too true, ain't no fraud. I go too lit, I go too turn on these bars. I can't quit, I'm too legit, I gotta keep going. I gotta get it, I keep scoring, gotta keep going, yeah. I was down at the bottom, got it out the mud. Kept it going even when they never showed me love. Mama said it would come a time I was struggling. Keep your head to the ceiling when you see the trouble. I was down at the bottom, got it out the mud. Kept it going even when they never showed me love. Mama said it would come a time I was struck. Keep your head to the center when you see the trouble.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
All right, y'all, man, we are back. That was Lecrae. We keep going. And we had an announcement by one of our sponsors, one of our partners on tonight from ShalomChic.com. Like you heard in the announcement, she sells all sizes and all types of fashion for women. So check out ShalomChic.com with all of the affordable prices. And they have deals on top of deals. So if you are a woman or a man that is looking for that special item, for that special lady in your life, check out ShalomChic.com today. Click the link in the description and shop today and enjoy something new and something fashionable for that special lady in your life. Could be a birthday coming up. Could be, you know, with the fall coming up here soon. Could be your anniversary's coming up or whatever the case may be. Anyway, click the link in the description and check out the website, ShalomChic.com, for all of your clothing desires and needs and wants for women. The homie Mike Mitchell is my guest on tonight. We had a few more callers call in. Just want to say thank you all for listening live. Mike, are you still there, bro?
Yes, sir.
Amen. What you think about that Keep Going track by Lecrae?
I like it, man. The name just caught me. Keep going. But I keep it real with you, man. That's easier said than done, man. It's easier said than
You're
done.
Right about that.
But it's
You're
got,
right about
but it
that.
It has to be done, though. But it's just easier said than done. That's all I can say.
Hey, man, since you are my guest, it's only right that I have this follow-up question. What made you want to be a guest on the show? Because, you know, you could have told me no. You know, it could have been like a crazy situation, a life situation on my end or on your end. But what made you tell me yes on tonight?
Man, sometimes you got to let it out, man. I know what your show is about. I've called into your show. I've heard my cousin. I heard GS. I heard countless others get their testimony, and every time I heard that, man, it just made me feel like a chill through my body, or it made me feel I resonated with every guest. And what I would say our connection is God, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody was speaking about God, you know. I don't talk about God on an everyday basis or nothing like that, but I know He's with me on an everyday basis. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, from me saying amen on your post one time to me being a sponsor of the show to you sitting in my living room one day, that's all those dots connecting. It's something that's there that I was meant to be on this show. I was meant to share my testimony and be on here.
That you were. And, again, I'm glad, and, you know, I'm honored to have you as a guest on tonight. So for those who don't know who you are, tell us your testimony. Like, how did you get, you know, to Alumni Inc.? Like, did you go to college? Like, did you graduate high school? Like, how was your upbringing? We want to know your testimony.
So I did not graduate college. I did not graduate high school. I do have a GED. However, me not graduating college or high school had nothing to do with my capability to do it or my education level. I attended some of the best schools in Cincinnati as a child. I went to performing arts. I attended Walnut Hills, you know, which were two of the top schools in Cincinnati. But somewhere along the line, I traveled down a different path. you know, I traveled down that wrong road to you know, join gangs, started smoking weed and different things of that nature. And I kind of like cut off my path to success, but not without warning. Like, I was warned numerous and numerous of times, like, you're throwing rocks at the penitentiary. You're doing this, you're doing that. It's going to lead to this, lead to that. You know, I've seen some of my friends get killed. I've seen people go to jail. And then I found myself, I caught my first case at 14. And from then on, I caught another case at 15, another case at 16, another case at 17. So I was in juvenile. I went through all of that process. And then as soon as I turned 18, not long after, I found myself on my way to prison. My father would always tell me, you don't work in the penitentiary, son. And you know, I found myself there. So I started selling drugs at a young age. I wasn't exposed to that lifestyle. Through extended family members and friends in the neighborhood, it was attractive. But I also knew the other side, that I could work for what I wanted. But sometimes doing the right thing isn't always attractive. So I was attracted to doing the wrong thing. And the wrong thing led me to make bad decisions over and over and over again. So at 18, I wound up in prison. But lucky me, they had a boot camp to where I didn't have to do all my time in prison. You know, I was able to go in there, do 90 days in boot camp, 2 months and a half in house. I was back on the street. But through my whole childhood, let me back up a little bit. Through my whole childhood from the age of like 14 all the way up to 20, I was in prison. I was like in DY and stuff like that. So when I got out, when I was 20 years old, I started to be like, you know, I don't want to do this no more. But however, I said that I was still attracted to that lifestyle. At the age of 20, I had my first child, you know. And I managed to stay out of prison from the age of 19 to 26. And I really thought that I was doing really good because I hadn't been in prison from the age of 19 to 26. That's until 2005 when I started to catch new cases and get in new trouble. And then, next thing you know, I was going all the way to federal prison. Prison, I seen signs on the wall. I was getting warnings. I was getting in trouble, getting away with it. One time I got caught with drugs twice in the same night. And the police just didn't find the drugs. They just didn't find the drugs. Then another time I got caught with drugs. Like so many times I was getting away with things and I was just getting away. By the hair of my chinny chin chin. And then my luck ran out. But before my luck ran out, I got an interesting call from my father, man. My father said, son, I had a dream about you. So I said, what was the dream? He said, I had a dream about you in your casket. And I said, wow. He said, yeah, man, I had a dream that you died. And after that, all type of heck broke loose. Next thing you know, I was on the news for assault in the first degree for a shooting. And my father, he pleaded with me. He said, son, it's going to be okay. Turn yourself in. Turn yourself in. And I did. I said, Dad, I'm going to run for a minute, get some bond money up, and then I'm going to turn myself in. Unlucky for me, I went and tried to sell drugs for the bond money. And so when I got caught, I had more drugs on me, which led to my federal case. And my father's words were true. It was going to be okay because I didn't go to prison for what I was running for. I went to prison for the drugs that I got caught with when I got arrested. Next thing you know, I was 26 years old, facing 30 and a half years. God blessed me to get 10 and a half years. So, but that was something that I wasn't ready for. I actually had a conversation like a year prior to me going to prison. And one of my friends asked me, like, man, what if you have to go to prison for a long time, like 10 years or something? And I looked at him and I said, all right, it wouldn't be a problem. I'll just have to do it. But deep inside my heart, I knew that that wasn't true. It would be a great problem. But my mouth said one thing and my heart felt another. But well, behold, words have power. And guess what? I wound up going to prison for 10 and a half years. So I went to prison for those 10 and a half years. And, you know, it was tough. But I had family support. I had never did that much time in prison, but I did it, you know. You know, I had my grandmother. I had my family. Everybody support me. But something about when I went to prison, the day I got sentenced, the judge told me, he said, Mr. Mitchell, I understand you have, I had, at the time I had the one child and I had another child on the way. I had another child on the way. And when I got sentenced, the judge said, Mr. Mitchell, I see that you have a lot of letters of support here. A lot of letters of support. You have your family. You have people in the community telling me that, you know, you're a good man and stuff like this. He said, but, you know, listen to what them people are saying and then listen to reading your record. It sounds like they're talking about two different people. You know, that day I could not agree with the judge. Like, no, they talking about me. This is who I am. But the judge said, it sounds like they're talking about two completely different people. The letters of support saying one thing, but your record is saying another. So that was something for me to ponder on, like, man, what are you saying? While I was in prison, I started to rediscover that other person that he was talking about. Mm-hmm. Because in retrospect, they were talking about two different people. The one person I was portraying to be and the person that I really was. And I was portraying to be the drug dealer and the, you know, all that stuff I was doing out of the streets. But I was really smart. I didn't have to do none of that stuff. You know, I had support from my family. I didn't, the stuff that I was doing, I did not have to do, but I was doing it. So I feel like, you know, from 14 on up, my life was plagued with me making just poor decisions. And so I did my time in prison. I did my, you know, I did everything I could while I was in prison to get out early. You know, I took programs. I took parenting programs, jump rope, drug program, welding classes, cabinet making, everything. And one day, I was granted that early release. When I got the early release, you know, in prison, couldn't cry. I was emotional, but I couldn't cry. I never cried when I was in prison. until the last day that I walked out of prison. I was getting ready to go and take my last shower. And one of my guys from Cleveland had walked up to me, and he threw me a care package.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and said, "Don't never say Cleveland don't love you." And that touched me because this guy wasn't an emotional guy. I hadn't been emotional, but just that love that he showed me, he said, "Don't never say Cleveland don't love you." And we kind of looked at each other, and we both got kind of like teary because I know he's going to be there for some years. And I was leaving. So, you know, I went to the shower, and I got ready to go. Part of that, like I said, my life was playing, making bad decisions. From the moment I walked out of prison, I was making bad decisions. You know, as far as me, just the way I was supposed to go home, how I was supposed to get home. They gave me a bus ticket. I called people to come pick me up. Different things that they should report to the halfway house. I wasn't supposed to do the stuff I was doing. But I still did it. So one of my good friends met me the next day after I came out of prison. And mm-hmm. he had really, really elevated in the game. And he was like, man, welcome back, man. Now, I've been gone eight years of change now. He like, welcome mm-hmm. back, man. I'm glad you're home. We doing good. I got you. I want you to come be a part of the team. Immediately, my heart told me something. But my mouth said another thing. I said, man, cool. I'm with it. But in my heart, I knew I wasn't really with it. And that's when I started noticing a change in myself. Like, nah, man, I'm not really with it. However, I was still struggling in making those bad decisions. So I had to turn myself into the halfway house that next morning. After I met my friend, he came, brought me some money and some clothes and stuff. And he told me, you know, what he had going on. And I said, cool. But in my heart, like I said, I knew that I wasn't with it. But I went into the halfway house and was, you know, operating like I was on that type of time when I really wasn't, but I was doing other things that would get me in trouble. And so 4 days into the halfway house, I was automatically in trouble.
Wow.
I was drinking in the halfway. I got in trouble within 4 days. Now, here's where God stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
I released in April 3rd of 2014. By the 7th or 8th, I was in trouble already. But I was able to still get around that trouble because I was able to get passes and all stuff like that because it takes a long time for prison reports because I was in the halfway house, but it's like I was still in prison. But I was like on community mm-hmm. control. So it takes some time to for that stuff to catch up with you, the paperwork. So I was able to come home and see all the stuff I had been hearing. Like all of the guys from my neighborhood that was babies when I left, they were like 18, 19, 20 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
And they had elevated, you know, but I would say down the wrong path. But they were like 20 steps ahead of where I was at when I was their age. But anyway, my good friend I was telling you about, you know, he heard about the trouble I got into in the halfway house. And he was upset about that. So we had some words about it. And, he, you know, he wasn't answering my calls anymore. He was like, I was like, man, how y'all going to be mad at me? And y'all the reason why I got into the trouble because y'all gave me the stuff I needed to get in trouble. So long story short, my friend took me somewhere one day. He took me to a neighborhood, and we was all standing around, and my friend was telling me about some problems they got into at the club that day. a couple of days before, or a day before, and he was bragging about it. And, you know, I'm listening to him, and I'm in this big circle with all these different guys and my friends talking, and I'm looking at him, and it's like my body moved away from my body. I was outside of the circle looking at myself in a circle talking to my friend. And I got a feeling immediately about my friend that day. Now, this feeling was very foreign. I never had this feeling ever in my life. But something about what my friend was saying and what I was feeling, it wasn't resonating. I'm like, man, what's going on here? But I knew something was wrong. I was troubled by it.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, I told you I got out April 3rd, 2014. May 3rd, 2014, my friend was robbed and killed execution style.
Wow.
In a home invasion.
Wow. A month after you got out. Wow.
30 days. In that 30 days, I was able to get out and see that. I was able to go to the funeral. I was able to go to the funeral and everything like that. And then on May 19th, I was returned to prison for that trouble I told you that I got into.
That you got into at the halfway house.
When I first got out. Yes.
Wow.
I went back to prison.
Hey, Mike, we got a caller, 513-614. Let's see if they got a question or some feedback. Let's see who got on the line tonight. You're live. Who we got on the show tonight? All right. Well, maybe it was a mistake that they pressed one, but Mike, that's wild. The fact that you remember those dates, the fact that you know that you got in trouble for things inside of the halfway house. Hold on, we got another caller. Okay, 513-383. You're live. Who we got on the line tonight?
This is Miss Mitchell.
Well, good evening, Miss Mitchell. How are you doing tonight?
Okay, how are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the show. Are you in relation to Mike? Is he your son, your nephew, or somebody?
Yeah, Mike's my son.
That's my
son and my underground king. And I'm so proud of him for his turnaround. And
I'm proud of his turnaround, too.
I'm proud that he turned his life around. He was a good kid growing up. He's been a great support, a great brother, uncle, father. And I just want to know him to know that I'm so proud of him.
Thanks, Ma.
So,
I appreciate that.
I'm listening. Okay, love you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mama Mitchell calling in, pulling on the heartstrings on tonight. Got me all emotional and everything.
Yeah.
Mike, man, I'm proud of you, man.
Bro.
Mike, if I can be transparent for a moment, I got a cousin. We call him Tutu. Tutu, I'm 31, right? I've seen Tutu maybe twice in my whole entire life. My cousin Tutu has been in trouble with the law. He's in jail right now. He's been in trouble with the law my whole entire life. And he's like, how old is Tutu? He's over 40 because my uncle's over 60. So he's been in trouble his whole entire life. And I believe my mother said today that Tutu is going to court maybe in October, maybe in like two or 3 weeks. And they're trying to throw the whole book at him. For all the trouble that he's done throughout his whole life, since he was like 15, 17 years old, he's been locked up his whole life. My son is 4 years old, and he has never, never seen my son. I think the last time I talked to Tutu was 2019, and he was telling me that he wanted to change his life around, and he was asking via Facebook Messenger, he was asking me, like, how did I get involved in church? And, like, how did I, like, stick to that path versus going down the wrong path? So, again, when with your mom, saying that she's proud of you, you know, actually getting out of the system, staying out of the system.
I feel that
because I got a cousin that I've never really had a relationship with, and to see that you are out here, outside of the system, even, you know, with the felony, even with the misdemeanor, even with the time, you're doing something productive that your kids and that your family can respect, not only respect from a close distance or far away, but they support your brand. And that says a lot. So, Mama Mitchell, thank you for calling in, because I know if Mike is your son and appreciates the support, I know I do too. So, again, that hit me somewhere deep to know that you made it out the system, and I know that my cousin can too. So, Mike, you're an inspiration.
You know what? You know what I'm going to say for you? I'm going to tell you about Tutu. Guess what? God has his hand on Tutu. That's why he's been in the system all these years and not dead. But Tutu's still making the wrong decisions. And you know, if that's sometimes that God will protect you. Because like I told you, before I went to prison, my father said that he had a dream that I was dead.
That he had
I was
a dream.
Murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, there was potential death surrounding me when he said
mm-hmm.
that. And he didn't know what I was into, but it just came to him in a dream. So, yeah, man, definitely keep praying for Tutu. And you know, Tutu just have a, you know, sometimes they say can't get right, you know, but you just can't never give up. You know what I'm saying, man?
Amen.
But before we got off track, when I went, I want to share it to you what happened to me when I went back to prison.
Okay.
That's how I got to Alumni 8. When I went back to prison, it was the worst time of my life. I only did 15 months when I went back to prison. And the 15 months that I did was worse than the 8 years and change that I did.
Previous.
For one, I had tasted freedom. So many people down.
Mm.
I let my mother down. We just got the phone. I let my children down. My sister, you know, my sisters, my father, my grandmother, like, you know, I didn't even get a chance to get out of the halfway house before I went back to prison. But when
wow.
I was back in prison, it was bad, man. It was real bad. And, you know, a few months in, I went back to prison in May. So, you know, 6-7 months ago passed, I found out I'm not coming home to 2 days after both of my kids' birthday. I was coming home August the 12th or August the 10th or something like that. And my kids' birthday was August the 4th and the 8th. So I was going to miss 2 more birthdays within these 15 months. But,
was that your wake-up call?
Man, listen. Oh, my God. So wait a minute. So I went back to prison in May.
Mm-hmm.
July the 4th of that year, 2014, my aunt, who we shared the same birthday, passed away suddenly while I was in county jail on my way back to prison. And I didn't get to visit her when I was out, but I had a chance to visit her, and I didn't.
Wow.
So that happened. I suffered that tragedy. That was the first. And then, so I was 34. So the next year on my birthday, I turned 35, and I called home. But I wasn't getting the answer from my mother and nobody, my girl. Nobody was answering my calls on my birthday. So I'm like, why is nobody not answering the calls on my birthday? I already had went through all the, you know, people saying they weren't messing with me no more. Like, you know, everybody upset at me and everything. So it's my birthday now. I'm coming home in 8 months. So my girl answered the phone, and I'm like, what's going on? Why nobody answering my calls? And I get the news that my sister was diagnosed with breast cancer and that she only had 2 months to live on my 35th birthday. And she had
wow.
2 months to live, and I had 8 more months to go. And this is my baby sister. Man, I went crazy. I went crazy, man. I was going to see psychiatry. I didn't know what to do. But God bless, I came home in August of 2015, and my sister was still kicking strong. Because she didn't submit to defeat. She didn't. However, the day I come home from prison, I found out that my grandmother has cancer. This is the day I leave prison for the second time. And 3 months later, she succumbed to cancer. She passed away in December of 2015. And I had got out of the halfway house November 5th of 2015. Mm-hmm. So my grandmother passed. But my sister was still kicking. And I was very, very happy I got to spend that time with her because I had been gone so long. I never got to spend time with her even when I came home for those little 7 weeks. But she winded up passing away the next year in June 21st, 2016. She passed mm-hmm. away at 33 years old. So I went through that, and that was really, really, really heartbreaking. I'm trying to know my kids and stuff like that. And then I had a mm-hmm. cousin who was 10 years younger than me. And the same feeling that I had about my friend, one day I just had the same feeling about him. However, this time, the feeling that I had about my cousin, it was more familiar to me. But it was still a question, like, you know, what's going on? Like, something came over me about my cousin, and I was just thinking about him, you know. And this time, I told someone, like, I'm thinking about my cousin. Like, I hope that everything's okay. I hope, you know, I wonder what's his story, what's going on. And he got murdered. A couple weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like the first time. So that's 3 losses that I had. Well, 4. My aunt, my grandmother, my sister, and my cousin.
And in the matter and, you know, of like time, 2 years?
It was like, yeah, from like 2014 to 2017, so like 3 years. But all the time, I'm on probation. I'm trying to reintegrate myself into society. So I went through all of that. And I persevered. And, you know, one of the guys that I knew, he started a clothing line. And, you know, I was buying stuff and everything like that. So I watched on what he did and everything. And one day I said, you know what, I can do my own clothing line. And that's when mm-hmm. I decided to do my own clothing line. I started in 2016, 2017. But legally, I made it. I graduated GCMI in 2018, but I started in like 2016, 2017 with my own mm-hmm. ideal and my own, you know, thing, the brand. And that's how I came up with Alumni Inc. And in 2018, I did 2.5 years in federal prison, and I had 8 years supervised release. I was able to get released from supervision within 30 months. I wrote a letter to the judge, and every word that he had said to me at sentencing, I said it back to him. I said, do you remember what you said to me when I got sentenced? This is what I'm doing now. And, you know, 4 days later, he granted me an early release from supervision. And, you know, and let me rewind a little bit. When I walked out of prison for that second time, I knew I didn't want to go back. And I knew I was running out of chance. So I tried to make do the best way I could with this newfound opportunity. And that's what I've been doing ever since. It's been a struggle. It hasn't been peachy and cream, but, you know, I've been making my way. I've been making my way.
So you learned your lesson. You're now a founder and a CEO of a clothing brand. You took your, you know, your idea, you made it into something real, and now people are supporting it. How does that make you feel?
It made me feel good. I wish I had more support, but I'm satisfied with what I have right now. And also, let me tell you this. This is since we last spoke. I also started a nonprofit since we last spoke called The First, and that stands for the Formerly Incarcerated Reentry Restoration Support Team. So be on the lookout for that as well. I am the CEO and founder of that as well. And that's to give back to guys who've been in my position and to guys who want to get out of that position and into a better position in life. So I did that. I'm doing that as well.
Amen. Well, I'm sure both brands and, you know, both organizations are in Cincinnati. I can't wait to hear more about
it. Yes, it is.
But how about we get into some music, and then we can do shout outs, and then I can get your social media information afterwards. And again,
right.
I know time is of the essence, and I know it's Friday night, and everybody don't want to be, you know, on the phone with KS and Mike Mitchell. But I'm glad, I'm glad to know that that you got out, you learned your lesson, and that you got a wake up call while you were in prison. And you are now following the vision that God has given you for the idea of Alumni Inc. and The First. We're going to go ahead and get into some music about our homie St. Jones called Made It Out. I think this is newest track. I'm not sure if he's going to put it on like an EP or if it's already out. But he sent it over to me exclusively, and I didn't get a chance to play it last week. So this is a one of one. This is the first of first. And this is the homie St. Jones from Columbus, Ohio, who made it out. You guys keep it locked. We got more with the homie Mike Mitchell coming up next. Check it out.
Hey, this is your brother St. Jones, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Then you made it light. Yeah, I was living wrong, but then you made it right. I know that the devil tried to take me out. I'm so grateful to the Father that I made it out. I made it out. Then you showed me what this grace is about. Was on the wrong path, then you changed my route. And you showed me I could make it out. And I made it.
I was so gone, I was so lost, and I was so wrong. I was living, but that wasn't living, man. I was so out of control, yeah. I was so focused on money and women that I started losing my soul. The devil was slowly taking my soul, and I ain't even know. I was so low, I hit the ground, talking rock bottom. Then I realized, man, you got a lot of problems. I don't know if there's anybody who can solve them. Then I met Christ, he turned my life from all for the odds. Over and over again, you covered my tail, you fixed my mistakes, you kept me from hell by giving me grace. You broke all the chains and opened the gates. You kept it so real when it was so fake, and that's why I never stopped seeking your face. They call me a loser, but you call me great. They thought it was over, but you made a way.
Yeah, I was in the darkness, then you made it light. Yeah, I was living wrong, but then you made it right. I know that the devil tried to take me out. I'm so grateful to the Father that I made it out.
The blood and I made it out. I trust in the Lord and all of my ways. I gave him my faith and he made a route. Oh, by the sun like the day is out. Lift up his name and I say a prayer. No more chains on my neck. COG, I'm full of faith. Delivering me from death like Vipee. If I go back, I might please. A little more grace as I need. To do the right thing, let's fight lead. Hey, nice. His action brought me to the light. I fell in love. That's the passion of the Christ. I ride with the Lord, yeah, the Elohim. Synchronized like a melody. If you're not matching my energy, I move with solid respectfully. I'm not a bike, you can't pedal me. I'm a new car with no debt on me. I made a lot with no death on me. I made it out, there's no end of me.
I was in the darkness, then you made it light. I was living wrong, but then you made it right. know that the devil tried to take me out. I'm so grateful to the Father that I made it out.
You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intercept. How you in the click, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Amen, that was the homie St. Jones and the homie Terrence Lamar with Made It Out. Again, it's a new track. They just released a video for it last week, if I'm not mistaken. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. This is the KS Radio Show with the homie Mike Mitchell, who is the founder and CEO of none other than Alumni Inc., which is a clothing brand here in Natty, Ohio. And hopefully you guys have enjoyed his testimony, his ups and downs, just, you know, God's grace and his glory just showing out in his life, because he's here tonight with us live and direct. Mike, are you still there, bro?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, I'm glad you're here, but I do know time is of the essence. So, quick question. Is there anyone that you would like to give a shout-out to? Anybody. Don't even matter how many people or who they are, but do you have any shout-outs you want to give on tonight?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, who you want to give a shout-out to?
Yeah. Shout out to my mama who just called in to the radio station. Shout out to everybody out there who's struggling but weathering the storm. Shout out to my brand new granddaughter, Nikkei. No, what's my granddaughter's name? I'm getting everything mixed up right now because I was excited. But Mylani, Audrey. Mylani, Audrey, Love McClinton. That's my granddaughter now. I just had a granddaughter. Shout out everybody who support Alumni Inc. Shout out Cincinnati Works. Shout out my boys, the kids, Donnie Gresham. Shout out my father. Shout out my whole family, Lulu Mallory. Shout out you, Alicio. Shout out IWT. It's whatever, Self Image Center. Shout out everybody, man, who's supporting Alumni.
And if he forgot anybody, please do not charge it to his head or his heart. He's just excited. So I know that you get a lot of support, and I'm glad that you get a lot of support. And we just want to shout out everybody that supports Mike Mitchell, his brand, him as a person, him as a father, him as an uncle, whoever you may be, from birth even till right now, we give all of you, men and women, a shout out. Even those who he met in prison, we give all of you a shout out for just being a part of his life. So again, shout out to all you guys.
Like my brothers.
Amen.
Yes,
I do want to give a quick shout out to a couple people. My mom, my son Tristan, who actually in the other room on his best behavior. You know, Mike, man, as a father, man, you got a different grind when you are a father, and you got different responsibilities. And yeah, again, just shout out to my son Tristan. Every listener, every supporter, every person that has hit the share button on the flyer this week, that has reacted, all of you, and everybody that will listen to the rebroadcast as well. And again, shout out to everybody, as well as my partnerships, my supporters. Wouldn't be where I am without you. And of course, we got to give all glory to God, because without Jesus down on the cross for us 2,000 years ago, we wouldn't be here on tonight. So thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice and for God. Thank God for Jesus and his sacrifice. I know time is of the essence. So, Mike, how can people get a hold of you on social media to support you, your brand, and you know, stay up to date with everything you're doing inside Cincinnati and outside the city?
My name is Mike Mitchell on Facebook. They can contact me through Instagram at Alumni T. That's AlumniTee. I have a website, www.alumniinc, which is INK.com, where you can purchase your merchandise and everything like that. And you can also reach me at my like page on Facebook at Alumni Inc.
Amen. There y'all have it.
513-913-3134. That's the number.
Right,
it ain't going to change.
Now, if y'all didn't hear the number is area code 513-913-3134. I'm going to have to put that in the description alongside the website link. But again, you guys can follow him everywhere on social media and on Instagram at Alumni T. The homie Mike Mitchell is here live and direct with your homie KS. And it's been a great interview. I can't wait to listen to the replay. Can't wait to get, you know, all the feedback, and just thank everybody for calling in tonight. Hopefully everybody got their questions out the way. If not, Mike will be back. Maybe at the end of this year we might have to set up a part two. But I have enjoyed tonight. Mike, do you have any last remarks, any last words?
Man, I just want to say thank you for having me on. Thank everybody for listening. And be on lookout for Alumni Inc. in stores near you coming real soon.
Amen. Again, you guys, this is Mike Mitchell, the founder and CEO of Alumni Inc. And he has a nonprofit that he just started called The First, which is to help returning citizens get on their feet, get out of that predicament, and, you know, to stay on the right path or introduce them to the right path, which is something that we definitely need, not only in Cincinnati but around the world, for those who are returning citizens, could be men, could be women, whatever the case may be, to get them on the right path, to keep them on the right path as well, you know, to bring their visions to pass, like he did with Alumni Inc. He took a vision, he made it into a brand, and now he's profiting from it. So, again, all glory be to God. Thanking God for his grace, for just his strength to do what's right, even in this cold, dark world, to make a difference, to leave your fingerprint on the earth because of God's grace, which is what we're supposed to do anyway. But, Mike, man, again, just thank you for coming out tonight. Thanking you for being a guest. Did you enjoy yourself tonight?
Yes, I did.
Amen. Well, I know you don't see the playlist, but I got it in front of me. And I think we're going to close out with none other than, you know what, I'm going to let you choose. No. We're going to do this the right way. We're going to close out with the homie Gigi called Draw, because a lot of us, we could draw inspiration and, you know, strength from different places, but we want to draw our strength. We want to draw motivation. We want to draw grace from Christ himself. Because if we're following Christ's example, then we're guaranteed to stay on the right path. And if we do the drawing, God will do the leading. So we got to continue to keep Christ in front of us and everything that we do, say, and think, and, you know, live a better life than our past. And everybody has a past, but everybody also could do some good. And you are that example, and you are leading that example because you are following Christ. So, again, thank you, Mike Mitchell, for being my guest on tonight. You guys, this is the KS Radio Show. You are listening live. You can follow me everywhere on social media at KS Radio Show. And there's a link to my Facebook page in the description of this show. Please like it if you haven't already. If anybody wants to sign to my ministry financially, thank you in advance. You can send donations through Cash App, the $ capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And again, you guys, this is the KS Radio Show with the homie Mike Mitchell. We're going to have to set up another interview. But you guys have a blessed Friday, a blessed weekend. Again, if you are going out in public and if a mask is required, please mask up, you guys. Continue to keep Christ first. Continue to keep him at the center. Have a blessed weekend. Have a safe weekend. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Again, do not forget to follow Alumni T on Instagram. And his link to his Facebook page is also in the description right above my link to my Facebook business page. But you guys, here is Gigi with Draw. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Much love, peace, and God bless.
Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
Yeah, I got time today. Let's get it. Woo. I came from the hood, I came from the street. It was a struggle, but I had to eat. Left the trap, then I went to the beach. Iced out, water hit my feet. About to take it up another notch. Wifey skin look like butterscotch. Flow hot, I ain't wearing socks. Bible strap, I don't need a Glock. Spin the bag, go promote, I don't need a sign, this what I do. Ooh. Couple people try to tell me what they gon' do and never gon' do. Ooh. don't got time for y'all cappers. With the ghost like Casper. I move the word like a trapper. I'm still standing with a pastor. Used to be broke, but now I got a bag. Did a 180, left it on the dash. All these blessings raining, I ain't talking cash. Living water, I might hit you with the splash. Only go when God say go. Forget the devil, I ain't selling my soul. Blessed like a sneeze, I'm ready to blow. Just ran 100K, I'm over the globe. In my bag like Dora. On tour, I'm exploring. Stay fly for the king. When you see me, I'm soaring. Bible with me, I'll show it. I'm a Christian, now you know it. New whip, watch a movie in it. Hit the gas and I floor it. They can't stand a rapper like me. Speaking truth, give them life. These demons always tryna fight me. Just do it for God like Nike. Slide on them like it's icy. Hell is hot, boy, spicy. My soul bright, boy, shiny. I'm changed now, yeah, I promise that. On fire for God like a thermostat. Copyright my music, yeah, I'm owning that. Tryna steal my style, you a copycat. I keep it real, give them all facts. God over money, but I keep stacks. I'm signed to God, no contracts. My vision clear, you need contact.
Let's get it. Woo!